good to see you. Things always get exciting near the end of the year, and that's exactly where we are. Just a few short weeks, and it is coming like a railroad train just bearing down on you. And that's good. Good time. So congratulations for making it this far, and we trust you'll make it the rest of the way. This is our annual awards chapel. We will begin with a brief word of prayer, and at the end, Dr. Sanders will be leading us in a benediction. After the prayer, we will then proceed with the awards to be made. We will first hear from Dr. Adig with Oak Bible Reading Awards, campus government with their presentation, Dr. Ott with Christian Education Awards. I will then talk about Who's Who and Delta Epsilon Chi. Dr. King will talk about the Basic Bible Content Exam Awards, Professor Like with the DeLong Sermon Series Awards, and then the scholarship awards near the end, and then finally closing prayer. We will commence through this time without other introductions, except for those who are getting awards. So if we could, let's bow our heads for a brief word of prayer. Father, your promises are true and sure, and they give us great assurance because we know of your power and of your love. Father, thank you for bringing us to this point and this place. Would you be glorified by all that we do and say and think, and may our lives build your kingdom and bring glory to your name, we pray in the name of Jesus, the matchless Savior. Amen.
The annual Oak Bible Reading Award program began at Nazarene Bible College in 1969. It was established by the first academic dean at NBC, Dr. Norman Oak, to encourage the improvement of reading of Scripture in public. Each year, students who have completed the speech course in oral interpretation are eligible to participate, and they are elected at the end of that course by classmates. This vote of confidence is viewed on this campus as a very high honor. The following students participated in this year's chapel service of readings, and I would like for those who are present this evening to stand as I call their names: Angie Bentley, Russ Greer, Rick Grimes, Gordon Smith, and Oren Stovall, and Glenn Robinson, would you please stand, was not able to read because of illness, but he was selected by his classmates to participate. And each of them has already received a beautiful certificate of recognition, but I would like for us to take this opportunity to congratulate them again. I believe you would agree with me that they had a sincere desire as participants this year to demonstrate the power of the spoken word and to let God's Spirit use them to minister to us through His Word. The readings were evaluated using the following five criteria. How well did the reader identify with the writer or persons in the passage? Did the reader project the meaning and the emotion of the passage? Did the reader fulfill the purpose of their type of literature? Was there a strong communication with the listeners? And was the vocal expression appropriate? All of the readers this year scored very well on those scales. Three of them have been selected to receive the Award for Excellence in Scripture Reading. The original charter for this event provides for cash awards to be given, and as I read their names tonight, I would like for these award recipients to come forward, receive their cash award and their certificate. Russ Greer. Rick Grimes. And Gordon Smith.
For any of those of you who don't know, I'm Jim Anderson. I'm this year's Gear Disc editor. And it's my privilege and honor tonight to be able to recognize on behalf of your Associated Student Government the 2004-2005 Gear Disc dedication. We'd like to dedicate this year's Gear Disc to a very special professor who has had a tremendous impact upon the lives of our students. This professor goes far beyond teaching of knowledge and challenges the students to think critically about our faith, our values, and our beliefs. We have learned to accept other belief systems while maintaining our Wesleyan heritage. This year's Year Disc is dedicated to a hero of the faith to us all.
Dr. Umbel, we would just like to say that on behalf of the student body, that your passion for teaching has inspired a passion for learning in us, and we love you tonight.
Thank you. And those are cool too. Whew. Who was that guy? Oh my goodness, I am shocked. Like all of you, we as professors have a call to be here. And whatever I may have done to make a difference in your lives, you have done immeasurably more to bring joy and blessing to my life. And thank you. Thank you very much.
There are two professional organizations, academic organizations for Christian education in the United States. One of those two organizations is NAPCE, the National Association of Professors of Christian Education. And each year, NAPCE recognizes with a national award students in the field of Christian education for scholastic recognition. And I'm extremely proud of this award this year because this is the first time we have ever had a student at NBC to receive it. And unfortunately, the individual that is receiving it had a family emergency and is not able to be here tonight. But this award goes to Enola Leonard. It's North American Professors of Christian Education confers upon Enola L. Leonard scholastic recognition and acknowledgement of outstanding scholarship and commitment to the field of Christian education at Nazarene Bible College.
Each year, the faculty of Nazarene Bible College elects persons to one or both of two organizations. The first is Who's Who among students of colleges and universities in the United States, and the second is Delta Epsilon Chi, the Honor Society of the Association of for Biblical Higher Education. I'll get it out. It just takes a while. And the faculty elect these persons based on academic performance, on contribution to community life, and of promise for ministry in the future. There are six persons elected to Who's Who, five persons elected to Delta Epsilon Chi. The awards for these will be given during the convocation on Saturday morning, the 28th, I believe is the correct date. I have my calendar working right. And but I would like for them to stand, and after they've all stood, if we would express our appreciation. These persons elected to Who's Who. Would you, if you're here, please stand and remain standing, please. Mrs. Angela J. Bentley. Mr. Timothy G. Eustace, Mrs. Daisy M. Gifford, Mr. Darrell A. Potts, Mr. Louis E. Rodriguez, and Mrs. Karen L. Wilson. These are the Who's Who participants this year. Delta Epsilon Chi is an honor society, and the aspect of academic excellence has an even higher contribution to the selection process. These five persons were selected to Delta Epsilon Chi this year. Would you please stand, remain standing until we acknowledge all of you. Mrs. Angela J. Bentley, Mr. Timothy G. Eustace, Mr. Louis E. Rodriguez, Mrs. Karen L. Wilson, and Mr. Robert W. Davis. These are the award winners this year.
A significant tool for the purpose of assessment and quality improvement in the Bible and Theology Division here at NBC is the much-beloved Bible Content Exam, which is provided by the Association for Biblical Higher Education. The Bible and Theology Division is pleased to present a cash award for the highest score achieved on the Bible Content Exam by a graduating senior, and a cash award for the greatest improvement on the exam when comparing a student's freshman score to his or her senior score. In addition to the two cash awards, certificates of excellence will be presented to the top three graduating seniors in each category. A check of $100 is awarded to the senior with the highest score. This year's top score was achieved by an online student, Brady Lane of Mount Pleasant, Texas, who scored 130 on the exam. An award check will be mailed to Brady. The second highest score was also achieved by an online student, Charles Schreffler of Robinson, Texas, who scored 129. An award certificate will be mailed to Charles. The third highest score by a senior was achieved by an on-campus student who scored 126 on the Bible Content Exam. The student who attained this year's third highest score for the entire college and the highest score on this local campus is, now for the sake of time, when I call your name, please move quickly up to the front and please stand here until I am done and have everyone up front that I need to have, and then I'll give you your awards. The student who attained this year's third highest score for the entire college and the highest score on this local campus is Wayne Hokanson. Now, the category of greatest improvement when comparing a student's senior score to his or her freshman score on the exam, the third place score for greatest improvement goes to an online student, Marvin Frederick of Indian Mound, Tennessee. He improved by 39 points. An award certificate will be mailed to Marvin. The second place score of greatest improvement goes to an on-campus student for an improvement of 46 points, and that is Luis Rodriguez. Finally, the award for the greatest improvement on the Bible Content Exam, a check for $100, goes to the student who improved by 48 points, Travis Johnson.
Someone has said that the Word of God comes to us in three ways: First, in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Second, in the written Word of Scripture. Third, in the preached Word. It has been our privilege in this year's version of the DeLong Sermon Series to hear the Word. There were three student preachers who graced this pulpit with their preaching ministry. They were Angie Bentley and Paul Ward and Bobby Joe Gunberg. I know Angie's here. Is Paul here? Okay. If the three of you and Bobby Joe, if you'll stand, the three of you, we want to recognize you again. Sincerely, all three ministered to us as a campus community, and we are all a little further along in our walk with Christ because of your ministry. One of those students was selected to receive the Excellence in Preaching Award. That was Bobby Joe Gunberg, and I'd like you to come forward. This certificate and this cash award is our way of recognizing the outstanding preaching. Congratulations.
I'm going to ask Dr. Sanders, if he would, to come station himself by the organ. And if you would help him, please, Mr. Britton. Scholarship awards come in two categories for us. The first category is the award given to us by the Board of General Superintendents of the Church of the Nazarene. Two students are selected to receive $900 awards for this scholarship event. And those two persons, and if when I call your name, if you would proceed this way and pass this, and we'll line up all the way across here. It's going to take a while to get everybody there, but if you would come, Dr. Sanders would shake your hand and give you an envelope that should be important to you, I would trust. The two persons who have been selected for General Superintendent's Award, the first is an online student, Carla Greasy. The second is an on-campus student, William Naren. Congratulate these folks. I now have a much longer list of persons who have been chosen to receive scholarship awards for the upcoming academic year. The awards will be $750 each. The amount will be contributed to the student over three trimesters next year. Students must be full-time students during this time to receive the award. The choices made were based largely on scholarship, and we thank you all of you who made application. We wish we could have given money to everyone, but this used our money up and a little bit more, but we're glad to be able to do it. So if you would come, and if you would hold your applause until after everyone has received their award, we'll get through this much quicker, but please come quickly. Dr. Sanders will give you your award when you come. Some of the students are online students. I will call their names anyway. But you will recognize your own if you are here today, I trust. Mr. Jeremiah Aberlich, Joshua Adams, David Anderson, James Anderson, Kenneth Axe, John Bell, David Bindle, Jackie Blankenship, Garen Bodie, Mary Ann Bordwine, Dale Barker, Joshua Brickley, Robert Burrows, Rachel Carr, David Ching, Mary Christensen, Chad Cardi, Verlin Kossel, Robin Counts, Brad Delp, Patrick Drainville, Donald Drury, Brian Eatlock, Tambry Egan, Amber Emmert, Jonathan Falitico, Jason Faminoff, Laurie Faring, Susan Finch, Cheryl Garcia, Carla Gorman, Ricky Grimes, Janet Groskoff, Bobby Joe Gunberg, Kathy Heike, Hubert Halstead, Russell Harbaugh, Adrian Harris, David Harwood, Carolyn Hawk, Robert Hawk, Melinda Hain, Brendan Hawk, Jason Horning, Robert Housden, Wendy Hunter, Patrick Hurley, Jamie Jackson, Raymond Jesser, Janet Johnson, Wendy Johnson, Roger Jones, Rodney Kincaid, Dan Kranick, Melanie Langhar, James Lanham, Melissa Lappin, John Lawson, Dwayne Leach, Enola Leonard, Raymond Lepkowitz, Daniel Lewis, Joshua Loring, Marcelina Lumley, Juanita Martin, Pearl Martin, Steve Mastry, Ned McCarty, Iden McLean, Gary Miller, Donna Millsaps, David Moore, Brent Mullings, Becky Myers, Christina Nafzinger, Elaine Naren, Diana Newlin, Kimberly Okello, Jennifer Osborne, Marisa Phelps, Scott Porter, Carlos Ramos, James Randall, Bruce Ratliff, Barton Renfro, Kimberlyn Robson, Ricky Robson, Margaret Roediger, Shauna Rutherford, Casey Scheffelbein, Todd Sharp, Linda Sheridan, Kevin Schonweiler, Mark Simon, Samantha Slack, Garrett Sloan, Brent Smith, H. Gordon Smith III, Zabrina Smith, Jason States, Mindy States, Curtis Strunk, Tanya Thomas, Dixie Timling, Margie Vandergraff, Chris Verniers, Lori Welton, James Wilson, Tanya Wilson, and Jamie Yagi. In all, that comes to a total of $83,300 that the college was able to do that. Many, many, many people have contributed to helping our students have scholarships to go to class, and these are the persons who have been selected. Please congratulate them today.
As we award these scholarships this evening, I recognize the donors and the people who have made the scholarships possible. In each letter, we mention the value of an appreciation note or letter, because the way we sometimes encourage those who have given us funds is to, they would really like to connect a personality to it. It's not so much an appreciation, but they would just like to sort of connect with our students. So if you're willing to do that, and we encourage you to do so, I sure would appreciate it. And someday, when you're a graduate, you can help me to fund scholarships also, or help somebody else, not me. Would you stand with us as we thank the Lord this evening? Father, this evening I'm reminded of the word in Nehemiah, how the walls needed to be rebuilt, and how that no one seemed to know what to do, and Nehemiah stepped in with a plan. It was a step-by-step plan, where a segment was lined out and someone assumed responsibility for that segment, and people had a mind to work. Here we have faculty who have been assigned a segment or an area of responsibility in building the lives of our students, and they have given themselves to that, provided leadership and wisdom. There are students who have had a mind to work, and now they're growing, and the church will prosper because of their leadership, and they will prosper as well. And we thank you, Lord, that there has been a plan. Nazarene Bible College is committed to continuing to serve young people and to prepare men and women for ministry. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to always be faithful and help all of us who are here this evening to serve you to the best of our ability, to give you all that we have and all we ever hope to be. And as we go forth to serve. In Jesus' name, amen.